With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An armed man with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night. He shot a Secret Service man before being subdued. The president was rushed off the stage and is unhurt. Afterwards, he spoke to the media.
This is not the first time in the past couple of years that our republic has been attacked by a would-be assassin who sought to kill. In Butler, Pennsylvania, less than 2 years ago, you all know that story. And in Palm Beach, Florida, a few months after that, we came close. We really had, we had some great work done by law enforcement.
The armed man was a guest at the Washington Hilton where the dinner is being held. He's going to be in court Monday. The Secret Service agent was wearing body armor and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. The stage has been set for Senate confirmation of President Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Reserve.
On Friday, the Justice Department dropped its criminal investigation into Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's extensive building renovations. Powell denied any wrongdoing and refused to step down. Several Senate Republicans had urged the administration to end the probe, which was delaying confirmation of nominee Kevin Warsh. Now that the investigation has ended, it clears the way for Warsh to replace Powell as chair when his term expires next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An American soldier involved with the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been granted bond a day after being charged with using classified information about the operation to win more than $400,000 in an online prediction market. Federal prosecutors say Gannon Ken Van Dyke used his access to classified information about the January raid to win money on Polymarket. This is SRN News. According to a new poll from the Gallup Organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. The percentage of young Republican men who attend church, synagogue, mosque, or temple at least weekly has risen since 2019. The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that is depicting homosexuality or transgenderism. It also provides harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. The government says it adopted the legislation in an effort to protect youngsters from, quote, sexual propaganda. This is SRN News. The famous Rocky statue outside the Philadelphia Museum has finally been invited inside.
Thousands of people each year come to the Philadelphia Museum of Art to visit the famous Rocky statue outside, like Suraj Kumar.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, I really loved all three of them.
Opening this weekend, Rising Up, Rocky and the Making of Monuments, examines how a fictional fighter became a real-world symbol. The museum's Louis Marcassano says when the Rocky statue was left outside as a movie prop, it wasn't always welcomed by the museum. The statue, owned by the city, was moved to South Philadelphia, then moved back to the museum just at the bottom of the steps this time. But once the exhibition closes in August, its permanent place will be back at the top of the steps. I'm Donna Warder.
King Charles begins a state visit to the U.S. tomorrow aimed at strengthening ties between the two nations. His mother set a high bar with a speech to Congress in 1991. This is SRN News.